Be on the lookout for whooping cranes in Waco. The endangered birds are making their annual 2,400-mile flight up to Canada around this time of year. They start off along the Texas coast, and their migratory path could take them through the Waco area. Mark Klim is with Texas Parks and Wildlife. He says the birds are making a comeback from a population of just 16 in the 1940s. And that's not just in Texas.
Let's go a little bit larger, worldwide.
Wow. The birds' native habitat is along the Texas coast, and they fly up to the plains in the northern U.S. and Canada. Their nesting grounds were largely destroyed by development over the course of the 19th and early 20th centuries. They were also hunted. Protection under the Endangered Species Act and habitat reconstruction have brought the worldwide population to about 500. Klim says most sightings will be of less than three birds.
Most people are going to see them in flight, but they will go to water to roost, and they may get out into agricultural fields that have had corn or other food crops in them, both picking up reptiles and rodents that have been stirred up, but also picking up a lot of the grains.
Measuring nearly 5 feet tall, the whooping crane is the tallest bird in North America. They are solid white except for black wingtips, visible only during flight, and have a red crown and black mustache. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.